The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bird Show.
Way back before we left for Christmas break, we asked the question, who had been engaged to more than one person at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And Angela called us up initially to talk about that. But then we got into a conversation about her and her boyfriend and their relationship, and she wanting to stick it out in the relationship until she got her presents.
Right.
Now, here's some of that conversation. Angela, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Were you engaged to two guys at the same time?
No, it wasn't two. Sorry, it was three.
What?
Three
guys at the same time. First guy, you know, high school sweethearts, we're going to get married, yada, yada, yada. We get the engagement ring, and we set the date, started planning everything for 4 years later after college. I wasn't ready for it then, so I wasn't like, no, we're not going to last, yada, yada, whatever. I'm doing my thing while I'm in college, fall in love my junior year, 3 years into our engagement. I still see my engaged boyfriend every holiday, every break, yada, yada, yada. So I fall in love with this guy junior year, and he asked me to marry him. And I was like, okay. So I said, that's guy number two. Well, we set our marriage date for that summer. Okay, well, the summer comes, and he gets this really great job opportunity, and we push it back to when I graduate, because he's a year older than me. Push it back to when I graduate from college. Well, he is away doing his thing, and immediately after graduating from college, I got this really great job that sends me abroad to England, and I'm in England for a year, and I fall in love with this guy. And he's like, yo, let's get married and everything. And so I'm like, why not? Let's go ahead and go for it.
All right, so that's the first part of the conversation. And the second part that you don't hear there is her telling us that she's in this relationship with a guy, mm-hmm. and she's just sticking it out. She wants the Christmas presents.
No, they're so close to the holidays. Why not?
I mean, he had already gone shopping.
Yeah.
She was going to save him the trip to return them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a little hypocritical of us to come down on her, because I said in that certain window, you got to stick it out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like if it's like after December 15th or something like that and you're not happy, you got to stick it out until January 1st.
Right.
So.
Because, you know, well, and that was so that you would not hurt the feelings of the person that you were about to break up with. But in her case, it wasn't she was concerned about hurting his feelings. No. She wanted to make sure that she got something, she got her goods before she left.
Hey, Angela.
Good morning, Boat Show.
How are you?
Sorry about this morning.
That's okay. We got you late.
Okay. And one more thing. Am I on The Voice Disguiser?
You are.
Okay. Just checking. My baby's listening.
Your baby?
Your baby.
Which one?
So you guys are still together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm.
He must have given you something good.
Oh my God, he did. He gave me a diamond tennis bracelet from Tiffany's, and he got me little diamond style tears. So I was really happy. That was my birthday, which is a couple days before Christmas. And then for Christmas, I got a Wii with all the freaking accessories. And
really?
It was great. It was wonderful. But yes, let me tell you the story. So like I said before, my birthday is a couple days before Christmas, and during my birthday weekend, we sit down and we have this discussion, and he's like, baby, I sense that you're pulling away from me, and I don't want to lose you, and I want to sit down and let's talk about what's wrong with you. Let's talk about this relationship. You know, put your trust in me. You know, don't leave me like you did the other guys. I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, babe, sure. You know, so I sit down and I'm thinking to myself, can I be real with this guy? Can I actually get married? And I decide I can, and I take the relationship completely serious. And so I don't break up with him after Christmas, like my plans were. But a couple days after that, my mom threw me this huge I'm turning 30 party. I mean, she outdid herself. She invited some of my high school buddies, some friends from college. I think some of my international friends even flew in for it. Well, my high school sweetheart found out about the party through one of my best friends, and he flew in for my birthday party.
Really?
Yes. It was so awesome, and we spent the whole night talking and catching up and all this great stuff. And at the end of the night, he proposes with a freaking huge ring. Okay, the ring is huge.
Wait. I want to back up for 1 second, because wasn't, if I remember the story correctly, isn't the high school sweetheart one of the guys that you were engaged to at the same time as the other guys?
Yes, he was one. He was the one that I also wanted to try it again with.
Right. She did tell us that this is the one that she still had feelings for.
Okay.
So your current sweetheart was not at this party?
Oh, no. My mom can't stand him, so he wasn't invited.
Okay. That's how the high school boy got in.
All right.
Got access.
And chronologically here it goes, conversation with current boyfriend, Christmas, whole bunch of gifts, and then the party.
No. It goes conversation with boyfriend, birthday, whole bunch of gifts.
Gotcha.
Then the party.
Got it.
Then proposal.
Okay.
Wow. And what'd you say?
What do you think I said? This is Angela the Black Widow here.
Okay, you said yes.
I said yes.
So this is the second time you've been engaged to this guy?
Yes, this is the second time. And you should have heard the proposal. He was like, I know we tried it before, but I still love you. You're the only one for me. Soulmate. Yeah, womp, womp, womp. It was beautiful, guys. It was beautiful.
And the current has no idea of any... Does he know yet that you're engaged?
It depends on how savvy he is. If he's really good at being my baby, he knows that I'm talking about him now on the radio. But other than that, no.
This is the first time he's going to hear about it is broadcast on Q100?
Yeah.
Where's the ring? Where do you hide the ring?
I wear his. The high school sweetheart's ring, because it's huge. And I just kind of take it off and put it in the ashtray every time I see my... I guess first fiance.
In the car ashtray?
Yeah.
Okay. It's in your car. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand, like... I mean, you seem so... The thing that I find so interesting about you is you know all of this is so wrong, yet you're so callous about it, and you really, like, can go from guy to guy, and you really don't care.
Whoa. Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't go from guy to guy. He came to me, and he was, because we talked, my high school sweetheart, we talked the entire night, he was well aware that I was engaged and set to be married in 3 months. He was willing to, you know, he was like, baby, you're making a mistake, let's try it. And so if he knows that I'm already engaged and he's willing to wait for me to work it out, then it's not my fault.
Now, was this more orchestrated from your mom than we even know about?
Yes, totally.
Could have been, because like I said, he was out of the country and I don't have information from him. He's in the military. But, you know, it makes sense because he landed a couple days before my birthday and he does talk to a lot of my friends a lot. So he could have just heard about it through them.
Don't you? The more we talk to you, the more I realize you like the celebration of you. Like, I'm not really sure this engagement is really going to go anywhere, but you like to get presents on Christmas. Mm-hmm. You like to have birthdays thrown for you. You like to get engagement rings. You like the whole process. You just like the celebration of you. Do you really love this guy?
I really love, I guess, my current fiancé, the one I'm marrying in March. I really love him. Really do. I really want to marry him, but that's my high school sweetheart. I've loved him for so long. It would be wrong for me to say, well, no, I'm not going to entertain this because you're a couple of months too late, you know?
Did you say March?
March 20, yeah.
Okay, I'm confused now. We're talking about so many guys, now I got it all confused. So you just said that you're really in love with your current, but you're prepared to marry the ex-high school sweetheart.
Yes.
Who are you marrying in March?
That's what my wedding date was set for.
The current one.
Yes, yeah. The one I was going to break up with.
The Tiffany's bracelet one.
Yes.
Are you lying about all this?
Oh, dear, no.
So why wouldn't you just tell him then the engagement is off and I'm going to be with the ex?
Oh, that's silly, Bert, because then she'd be cutting off some of her goods. The tennis bracelet, an engagement ring, and she's got another engagement ring.
Why would she end the celebration of her?
That's true. Wow.
You guys are making me sound so bad. No. I mean,
if you don't want us to make you sound bad, we'll take calls.
My current fiance, I told him, I was like, you know, I had this big birthday party, my ex was in town, and I wanted to hang out with him. He knows I'm hanging out, he just doesn't know he asked me to marry him. And I'm going to tell him, it's just that it was the holiday time, and I couldn't find the right moment.
All right, Stephanie thinks you're making this whole thing up. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a girlfriend who is just like her. Mm-hmm. She is a narcissistic, delusional liar. Just crazy.
Oh boy.
There may be a little bit of truth to her story, but the rest of it is all embellishment. She's embellishing this story.
Angela, you promise you're not making any part of this up?
I promise I'm not making any of this up.
Why do you say, I'm curious to why she thinks that the same thing that applied to a friend applies to her?
I don't know. She's gone.
Hello? Where'd she go?
She's gone. I hung up on her accidentally. I thought she was just done with her point.
Oh.
Hold on. Good morning, Deborah. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're shaking our heads. How are you?
Great. I think the girl is crazy.
Okay.
She's loony. And if she thinks that she's not doing anything wrong, that just, you know, fuels my case. I mean, why would you not think you're doing something wrong? I mean, why would you think that it's just their, I mean, they're doing everything wrong and you're just reaping the benefits? I think she's crazy.
Yeah, you're totally toying with these guys. I mean, you're toying them like they're catnip and you're a cat.
Wait, no, because First of all, the first three fiancés when I was younger, that was all wrong. But this one, it's not like I asked the guy to fly in for my birthday, and it's not like I told him to marry me, and it's not like I let him on.
You said yes.
You said yes.
You said that I was in. I had on my fiancé's ring. He knew that.
But you said yes when he asked.
He asked in front of all my friends and family and nephews and nieces. What the heck was I supposed to say?
No.
No, they all knew that you were engaged to another guy.
Okay, but, like, there are still feelings there. And if there are still feelings there, then I would be wrong if I did not explore them before I walked down the aisle to another man.
Well, I still have feelings for the girl I went out with in the seventh grade.
Oh, that's going to be a fight later.
I'm not marrying the girl.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, the people that hate her the worst are the people who can't get their boyfriends to ask them to marry him, like our Burt Show listener that's been married to dated the same guy for 5 years and he still won't propose to her. And then I'm surprised that you can't go to the mall today and some random guy comes up and proposes to you. Like, what is it that you do that's different?
I'm a great gal. I mean, hate to blow my own horn here, but I'm a nice person, I guess.
You got some sort of move I need to learn.
Something.
What is it? The caliente kiss? Is that what Bert called it?
You got more than that.
That's what it is.
You got way more than that, Sarah. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey. Listen, when you're not that nice of a person, you wouldn't be leading both these guys on like that. But the thing is, and I used to be a lot like you, and I was engaged like 6 times before I actually got married, and now I'm happily divorced. But anyway, that's all beside the point. But the thing is, what you need to recognize is that this guy, the one from high school, he is disrespecting like you and your current fiance and himself by just walking in and saying, oh, no, marry me instead. And it's just all a big mess. You're getting yourself into nothing but trouble. So just back away from Mr. High School.
I mean, this is the second time now that you've been engaged to multiple people at the same time.
But this time, at least most parties know about each other.
Most parties know about
Well, you
each
said
other.
He doesn't know about.
Who knows about who?
Okay, the high school sweetheart knows about my current fiancé.
Yeah, but the current doesn't know about the high school sweetheart.
He doesn't know that I'm engaged, no. But if he does know that we spend quite a bit of time together.
And does the high school dude know that the current, you are engaged to him?
He knows that he's seen my wedding dress. Hmm. He knows the date. He knows everything.
So who are you going to marry?
Neither of them.
No. Nobody.
I want to marry my current fiance because I love him.
No, who are you going to marry?
Neither.
We should have Haas ask.
Seriously, are you going to actually be able to walk down the aisle with either one of them?
I want to, one of them.
Which one? You just want to clone the good parts of both of them.
Right.
Meld them together, and then that's the guy you'll marry.
Have you ever been married before?
No.
So you've never gone through the celebration of a wedding day or anything, so that's not, the idea of it is intoxicating to you.
Actually, the idea is kind of overwhelming.
Mm. Well, yeah, because you've done it 9 times.
Well, and you have to stay there. Like, you have to stay with the same guy once you go through the ceremony.
And you got to stay faithful for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You think you have that in you?
I'm going to marry my current fiance. It would be wrong of me to go down the aisle and say yes to this man, knowing and wonder what could have been or what would have happened if.
So are you going to pursue a relationship with the ex through the engagement and then just get married to the current?
Not all the way through the engagement. we need some time to get to know. I mean, because I haven't seen this man in about 6 years. So, I want to get a chance to get to know him, see what he's all about.
Well, that's good.
Before
you get to know him. Perfect. Perfect plan.
Yeah, it is.
It's so simple. Hey, Jennifer, you're on
Q100. Hey, I think she's a gold digger.
What the heck?
If you want to explore your options, then that would be fine. But you don't need to sit there and say engage. Engage means married for the rest of your life. You're taking marriage as a joke.
How am I taking it?
Because obviously you're sitting here engaged to three different guys. How is that not a joke?
And the joke
is on you because you're the idiot doing it.
I was much younger. I admitted that one was wrong.
Okay, but this one is just as wrong as the one before because you are still sitting here engaged to two separate men.
Angela, you can honestly take a look at your own situation right now and you can say, I'm not doing anything wrong.
It's not like I called up my high school sweetheart and said, hey, come in and ask me to marry you because I need another engagement ring. I didn't do that. I didn't invite him to the party. I didn't ask him to marry me. I did not do anything wrong because I'm not out there asking
for
it.
You said yes.
You said yes.
You said yes.
You already engaged.
The proper answer is, I'm sorry, I'm engaged to someone else.
Okay, so suppose I would have said no, right?
Yeah.
And my wedding day comes, right? Yeah. And I am walking down the aisle, and I see my high school sweetheart in the audience, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I am filled with, oh, my God, what would have happened?
That's
great.
And
then after I get married and supposed to be faithful to the man for the rest of my life, I cheat because I would have wondered what happened.
Hey, Black Widow, listen. It's the proper answer is no, and then you go back to the other guy if you have doubts, and you say, hey, we got to call off our engagement because I got to explore some things with a past flame who's come into my life and maybe wants to rekindle some things.
But you know you'd lose the guy, so you can't do that, right?
I don't think I would lose him. Would I?
I hope so.
Well, there must be a reason why you didn't tell him.
Because he wouldn't understand. And
either do we.
For me saying yes before even acknowledging.
Lord Emmer.
We're going to have to follow up with you.
Wow. I want to find out what advice you would give to a friend of yours if she were going through the same situation.
I would tell her to do the same thing I'm doing, except be honest with your current fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know what.
But you haven't done that.
I wouldn't give him the advice to myself, though. You said my best friend.
Oh, okay. So it'll be different for you. All right. We'll check back with you in a couple of weeks, see where your head's at, okay?
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
The Bird Show.